Track 5, Adjustment Disorder. In the last track, we discussed how the double dose resulted in decreased empathy, hypervigilance, and a fear of retaliation that children who both receive and witness abuse can experience. In this track, we will discuss adjustment disorder that can arise from children who have witnessed domestic violence. Are you currently treating a child experiencing adjustment disorder? Chances are the answer is yes. Perhaps they are like Robbie. Marcy, a 52-year-old woman, had adopted Robbie, a 13-year-old boy. Robbie's mother had been killed in a beating by her husband. Before being adopted by Marcy and her husband, Robbie had once been handcuffed to his bed for a day by his father after he had missed the school bus. As you know, adjustment disorder is a condition from which many children in abusive homes suffer. These children often become unable to form loving and intimate relationships and show most no affection towards people. Let's look at Robbie's behaviors. First of all, destructiveness. Robbie had set fires and once threatened to kill his sister's pet rabbit with a butcher knife. Chronic lying. In a session with Robbie, I noticed he avoided eye contact for most of the session and provided fabrications for many of the answers to the questions I asked him. As with many children suffering from adjustment disorder, I found that Robbie had difficulties developing a conscience, thus making it very easy to lie and be distrustful of others. Robbie also exhibited unusual social behaviors. For example, if a classmate told him to run headfirst into a wall, he would do it repeatedly to the point of drawing blood on his forehead just to gain attention. He only stopped when a teacher would intervene. He was an excellent artist, but only drew scenes of violence. Robbie also exhibited abnormal speech patterns. By this I mean, as soon as Robbie entered my office, he started with a stream of nonsensical talk and questions. With children such as Robbie who are suffering from adjustment disorder, I often found, like you, that the home environment is usually the biggest factor in the child's recovery. With Marcy, Robbie's adoptive mother, I reviewed the basic parenting techniques of defining expectations, being fair, expressing love, and allowing emotions. I felt Robbie hid his true emotions from others and from himself by the destructiveness lying and so on. I found the unfinished sentence in conjunction with making list helped to facilitate discussion concerning Robbie's true behavior. The advantage of an unfinished sentence is that Robbie would write about the first thing that popped into his head without worrying about where he was headed with the topic. I supplied the beginning of each sentence. Here's some examples. One thing I would change about my relationship with my adoptive family is, I show my anger at my family members by. This helped Robbie to be more open and honest with me in our sessions and gave me more of an insight into who Robbie was and what his needs were. In conjunction with the unfinished sentence exercise, I used List to help Robbie organize his thoughts and his feelings about large or unclear issues. Robbie was so overwhelmed with feelings of anger and frustration about the abuse he had endured before joining his adoptive family that he could not organize or resolve the issues. Examples of Robbie's topics for list making included family members with whom I feel angry, things I do when I'm angry, my problem-solving techniques. List created a sense of order for Robbie in which he could see the meaning, to an extent, of his behaviors, and experiences became somewhat clearer to him. In this track, we've discussed the three adjustment disorder behaviors of destructiveness, chronic lying, and unusual social behavior that many children in violent families exhibit. I've also provided you with two techniques of the unfinished sentence and list making in treating children with adjustment disorders such as Robbie's. Would it be beneficial to consider using the unfinished sentence or list making in the next session you have with your Robbie? If so, you might consider replaying this track just prior to your session as a reminder about these techniques, or perhaps make a note in your day timer. In the next track, we will discuss the yo-yo syndrome children and what they experience moving from home to home to escape danger. Question 5. What are two techniques used to treat children with adjustment disorder to facilitate the exploration of feelings and organize or resolve issues?